Thank you, Jesus.
That's what people cry out today.
Then we want to thank you, Jesus.
We cry out with a heart of repentance that we're moving out of your way.
Time ticking, y'all.
So many of them.
We got a chance to come into the sanctuary instead of going to a club, going out to eat and all that other stuff. Thank you, Jesus. Yellow sheets of paper and red pens, you guys. This is the last Tuesday of this year. Come on, let's give God a hand clap of praise. Let's just thank him for letting us get through all them other Tuesdays. Even though it may have been hard. Even though it was some things that we were struggling in. I want y'all to write down any. I want you to write your name. Then I want you to write down any and everything that broke you this year. I want you to write down any and everything that not only broke you, but hurt your feelings. That made you feel some type of way. That put you in a place of lost hope. That put you in a place of doubt. I want you to write down that thing that put you in a place of fear. That place of shame. I want y'all to write down all this stuff. I want you to write down that stuff that caused you to feel like you can't get past or you can't get over. I don't give a rat's tail if it was something either all the way down to your childhood that you still dwelling on. I want you to write that stuff down. I don't want you to be so distracted worrying about what nobody else is doing or how they're doing it. I want you to write down any and everything that you want God to do for you tonight. And when I say that, I ain't talking about doing stuff for you because you need some money or you need a house or a car. I'm talking about helping you in your mind, in your body, in your situation, in your spirit, man. I want you to write down all that stuff that caused you to hurt, and then it stung real bad. It sting and steal. It caused you to have a pain that made you weak in your knees. I want you to write down any and everything that caused you to go into a place of confusion, a place of doubt. Oh yeah, write down all them fears that you had. Fear of losing this, fear of losing that, fear that you ain't gonna get or you can't get. I want you to write down all the troubles that you've been carrying in your life. Tonight is the night that you could be free from it. That's if you want it. I want you to write down all that stuff, the aches and the pains, the stuff that the doctor said to cause you to get afraid. The stuff somebody else said to cause you to get afraid. That what you read on the internet that caused you to get afraid. I want you to write down all that stuff that caused you to get angry and you still holding on to some unforgiveness. Write down that person's name that's hard for you to forgive, hard for you to get past, be it your mother, your brother, your sister, your father, be it your significant other, your ex, your so-called friend. I want you to write down all this stuff. I want you to get rid of all this stuff on tonight. All of it. I don't want you to hold on to nothing. I don't want you to put none in your pocket and take it back with you. That's why I want you to write it down. Because when you leave it here, we burning it up. We going to make sure it ain't going to happen again. Any doubts, any fears, any tears, any worries, anything. I don't give a rat's tail what it is. I don't care how long ago it happened. That's why we still messed up in our minds now. Because we still holding on to some stuff that happened in our childhood. That happened in a relationship when we was a teenager. We still harping and holding on to this stuff. I want y'all to release it tonight. Thank you, Jesus. I want you to write it all down. Because you think things happened to you. And people just did not understand, or that it just broke you, because that is just how it's supposed to be. I want y'all to write all this stuff down. Write it all down. Write down any and everything that just done messed you up. Thank you, Jesus. Oh God, as your people write these things down, Lord, in the name of Jesus, I'm asking you to open up their hearts and open up their minds. Lord, you know any and everything that's going on in the hearts and the minds of your people, Father God. You know all the stuff, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that they've been holding on to, Father God, and it's hard for them to release this. It's hard for them to let it go. It's hard for them to get over it, Father God. As they write these things down, Father God, in the name of Jesus, let it be detached from their hearts. Let it be detached from their thoughts on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Let them not go to sleep and dream about it. Let them not even think and believe that this thing is going to continue to hold them in a place of bondage. Lord, I'm asking you to remove these things on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that your people will be able to experience that place of freedom. They'll be able to experience that place, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that they can rest in you, even in spite of the chaos, Lord. I'm asking you to touch each and every last one of us on tonight, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Everybody that's in this sanctuary, everybody that's on the way, God, everybody that need to come and won't, everybody that desire to come and can't, I'm asking you to touch right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus. He called it, oh God, that your people will have some hope. Restore the hope on tonight, Father God, in the name of Jesus. He called it, oh God, restore the hope on tonight, Father God. He called it, oh God, restore your people in a place of peace in their minds on tonight, God. That they may know without a shadow of a doubt, God, that you are real. Oh, my mind, little local shana. The Lord is showing me that there's some people that have came to him and prayed about some things, and they've been praying about these things for the longest, and ain't nothing happened. They still waiting on God to do some things, but the key to it all is, if you trust him to do it, if you believe him to do it, remove that doubt. Write that down. Lord, help me in my unbelief. Remove that doubt. We don't want to continue to doubt. The Bible declares that if we come to God and we ask him for something, if you doubt, he said, don't expect anything from him. I know he's a mountain mover. I know he's a way maker. I know he's a promise keeper. I know he's a healer. I know he can put your heart back together and it was broken. I know firsthand that he's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask, think, or even imagine. Oh God, touch us on tonight, God. Touch us on tonight, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we may open up our hearts to accept that thing that you're saying, that we may be able to accept that situation that we're going through, that we may be able to accept that rejection, Lord, that we may be able to accept some things, Lord, in the name of Jesus, and knowing that you are our Father. You hold our power in your hands, God. You, Lord, is the one to hold all power in your hands. I'm asking you to rain down on your people today, like you never rained down on the. Expound your glory in this place on tonight, God. Oh, my man, even now, God. Thank you, Jesus. Do it for us, Lord. Do it for us right now, God, because we need you to do it. We need you to do it, God. We need you to overturn some things, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We need you to overturn some things.
God's home, he gonna move some things just for you. I need a prayer. They bring in my ears. They bring it in my ears. Everything that happened in 2024 is going to stay right here. It's going to stay. Because guess what, y'all? You can't change absolutely nothing. Neither can you get a do-over. And it don't even exist anymore. How about that? How about that? I was praying earlier. I said, Lord, I don't even know what you want me to say to the people tonight, Lord. I just know you gave me that scripture that if anybody be in Christ, they are a new creature. Now, yeah. He said, in order for my people to experience the new, they got to first release the old. You got the name of the sermon tonight. My past is just that. The past.
Some people have seen where God has brought you.
Because don't nobody know what you done went through. Don't nobody know what you done had to endure. Don't nobody know how you've been violated in secret. and still ain't told nobody. I promise I ain't getting nobody business. I'm just telling you what he's showing me. Don't nobody know the embarrassment that it causes you when you look at certain things or you experience certain things and you just can't get over and you just can't get past it. Don't nobody really know. But please understand here tonight that these things is just a mere fraction of your journey to make you into what you were already predestined to be. And that was great. So your past is just that. Your past. It does not define your future. It doesn't. It does not define who you are. It's just shaping you to be what you were supposed to be or who you are supposed to be. 90% of the time, we don't even embrace it or we don't even grasp it. Why? Because it's so painful. That's why. But we're releasing it all on today. Make sure y'all got these yellow sheets of papers and red pens, and write down any and everything that causes you to be broken, that causes you to be afraid, that causes you to hurt, that causes you to doubt, that causes you to get in that place that is hard to get out of. Because, baby, we slip down in a dark place, and it's hard for us to see any kind of light. I don't care how people try to encourage you. I don't care how people try to tell you something. It's still hard for you to see that light. Especially when you've been there for so long. I want y'all to write this stuff down. The past is just that. The past. We're going to go to the book of Philippians. I'm going to make it real quick. I'm going to try to anyway. Because I don't know what God's going to do. But I know whatever he's doing, I don't want him to do it without me. Thank you, Jesus. I see so many hidden tears, y'all. I just feel like crying right now. I've been trying to hold it together all day. Because he's been ministering to me all day. I've been trying to hold it together all day. And I just keep crying and I keep praying and I keep crying and I keep praying. Because of the brokenness that's in the inside of God's people. All the stuff that we carry for so long. And we never just release it. So in releasing it, who is you releasing it to? Just give it to him. He said, cast all your cares on me because I care for you. To cast something is to simply throw it. You ain't got to hold on to it. You ain't got to hold on to no grudge. You ain't got to hold on to no get back. You ain't got to hold on to no vengeance. You know, I know just what to do. I know how to get them back. And No. Because guess what? You ain't free in your mind because you keep thinking about that stuff. Don't you know that's bondage? That's bondage. What about what is it doing to your heart? What is it doing to your heart? You got to forgive. I don't care how hard it is. Or you don't think that they even deserve it. You got to forgive. You got to forgive that mama. You got to forgive that daddy. You got to forgive that person that you gave all to and invested so much in. How about that? Hey. Because it's a lot of energy investing. You gotta forgive. You got say I'ma forgive. Write down that name of that person that's hard for you to forgive. Write down that name. Write down that name of that person that made you hurt and broke you so bad. Write down that I wouldn't give a rest till how long it's been. Oh, I'm over it. No, you're not. Because he's still saying you got to forgive. You still did. You trying, but it ain't working out. You trying. When them passing thoughts go through your mind, or what they did, or what they said, or how they used you, ooh, baby. That's when the fire get up. But you, for real, for real. I'm telling you. That bitterness sets in until you ain't got no room and no energy to put in nobody else. Or you don't want to anyway. Because I ain't got time for it. Why? Because I don't want to go to jail or hell. How about that? Because you get sick and tired being sick and tired. For real, for real. The name of the sermon today is The Past Is Just That. The Past. No, don't nobody know your story. No, don't nobody understand the things that you have went through or the stuff that you had to endure. No, don't nobody really know really what's going on inside of you. You try to act as if everything is okay. You try to hold yourself up or think or believe that everything is okay. Even with that, how many times we done tried to convince our own selves that I'm all right? I'm good. Oh, that don't bother me. No, you lying from the pit of hell. Say that name. I happen to walk across or run across some of it. And let me tell you something about God. He want to heal today. He want to heal us in our mind and our thoughts and our attitude and our situations. It just does not matter what it is. He wants us to release it. So please, write down all that stuff. I'm going to say it again. My past is just that. My past. So do not allow your past to dictate your future. Do not allow your past to put you in a place where you so blinded from what you went through or what you experienced that you can't see no future. Don't get so blinded that you're walking around with your eyes open. Yeah, why should? And you can't see the truth. And you can't see the truth. Philippians. The past is something that already happened. We're going to Philippians chapter 3. I'm sorry, you guys. I just said Philippians. I ain't tell y'all what chapter. Some Bibles under the seats if y'all want to follow us. Philippians chapter 3. I'm going to run through these three little scriptures right quick. And I'm going to give y'all some definitions because I need y'all to understand the magnitude of your freedom. For real, for real. See, we read stuff and we think we believe that we understand what it is because, oh, I heard that word or that. But we really ain't even got a clue what it is. We're going to start at verse 13. Brother, I count not myself to have apprehended. What do apprehend mean? To become aware of. It's to grasp with understanding. It's to recognize the meaning of or to have a clear idea of. Sometimes we cannot grasp why we got to go through what we went through or why I went through whatever. How about why I keep going through the same thing? I can't get a clear understanding of why I can. No, I ain't fit to sit up here. I'm talking about event. Let's talk about event right quick. I ain't finna sit up here and try to make it seem like that I got an understanding of the stuff that I go through or what I went through. But what I do understand is that if I'm in it, I know God gonna take me out of it. Now, I understand that. But what I don't understand is why I've been there for so long. I ain't got a clear understanding of that. Why this situation is just so weighty and why I have not passed that stage yet. See, because I'm doing everything that you say. I'm acting the way you want me to act. I'm trying to change some things. And what I can't, I done came to you and I asked you to help me to change. So why am I still in that place of struggle? Why am I still in that place? See, We got to think about these things that we really don't have a clear understanding as to why. And this is why we go to a place of doubt, because we ain't got that understanding. This is why we go to a place of fear, because we don't know what's next. I'm telling y'all, listen. Brother, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind. How easy it is to forget. When you forget something, you are unable to think or to recall it. It's to disregard intentionally. It's to fail to give proper attention. So sometimes you got to intentionally stop yourself from remembering that thing that broke you, that put you in that place of shame. That, see, this one thing I know is to forget those things that's behind me. See, that thing happened about 2 or 3 months ago. That's too fresh for me to forget. You got to forget. Why do I gotta forget it? I can forgive, but I can't forget. No, you cannot forgive because you keep remembering it. Is it easy to forget? It ain't easy to forget absolutely nothing, whether it's good or whether it's bad. We have no control over that, do we? We ain't got no control over that thing that keep coming to our mind. But you know what you can control? How it affect your thinking process. Because the enemy gonna keep bringing it to you. He gonna keep smacking you in the face with that thing that make you feel hopeless. He's gonna keep smacking you in your face with that thing that has already happened and you did not get the outcome or the results that you expected or that you wished would happen. It's a lot of times that these things that we do not forget hinder us from moving forward. Let me show you. Brother, and I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting of those things which are behind me and reaching forth unto those things which are before. I press towards the mark for the prize of the high calling of Christ Jesus. The high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Listen, to press is to act upon through steady pushing or thrusting, force exerted in contact. It's to try hard to persuade or influence. It's to insist on or to push or force one's way. Okay. Now I'm going to read these scriptures again. I gave y'all definitions, and then I'm going to give y'all what he gave me. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before. I press towards the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Why do we have to press? Because sometimes, baby, we get stuck at looking at that thing that has caused us to be in that place. We can't press. I can't press past that thing that you keep on stealing. You keep on stealing my joy. You're stealing my peace. You're stealing my money. You're stealing it. You're stealing all kind of stuff from me. But you want me to get past it. You want me to stop thinking about it. You're unfaithful to me. You talk to me like a dog. You act all kind of way. You do this and do that. And you get, come on. I'm talking about pressing. I'm talking, how easy is it to press through something that you've been in for so many years? Oh, baby. My question is, Lord, how long is you going to have me here? Lord, why I gotta stay here for so long? Lord, what do you think God is trying to teach you? See, we don't think about that, but we question God. We question him because we trying to figure out, Lord, why you won't heal my body? I don't want to. Lord, why you can't stop this from doing that, Lord? And why you won't do this? And Lord, we always questioning him. And it's okay to question him. But are we asking the wrong stuff? Are we asking the wrong stuff? How about, Lord, help me to get past what I need to get past. In order for you to help me, Lord, I need you to teach me. So what are you trying to teach me? Lord, open up my eyes that I may be able to see. I want to be able to see what it is that you're trying to teach me. Now, the Lord said that I will perfect that thing that concerns you. Don't you know in perfecting a thing that you got to keep going through something? You got to keep. I'm trying to perfect shooting pool. Now, I got to keep practicing, right? I got to keep playing it. I got to get in order for me to perfect it. Now, in him perfecting that thing inside of me that concerns me, I have to go through some stuff. Now, I may be going through the same stuff for years. I may have learned one thing, but he's trying to teach me something else concerning that same thing. Okay. I could shoot a ball in a hole, straight on. But in order for me to do that three-corner thing, I want to get perfect in that. So I got to keep to, see, we struggle in our minds and in our hearts as to why am I still here? Why are you still dwelling on that? Because guess what? He got you past that. Don't dwell on it. I want you to keep pressing. I want you to keep pressing past that pain. I want you to keep pressing past that hurt. I want you to keep pressing past all that stuff that made you feel like ain't nothing better gonna happen for me. Because it gets better. Don't you know it gets better? I don't know, Pastor, because it ain't got better for me and it's been 4 or 5 years. It's better than it was. You just can't see it because you still dwelling on what was instead of what is. Did you hear me? I don't want y'all to dwell on what's to come, because that's going to cause y'all to get afraid. It's going to cause you to start doubting. See, because we fear the unknown. We fear stuff we don't understand. We fear the next. So don't dwell on that. The Bible tells us to. You're not supposed to dwell on nothing that's to come, because, baby, we may not. Baby, we may not even make it to 12 o'clock. But what we doing? We pressing, ain't we? Did y'all get that? I tried to make it simple. To press. To press. You can't give up now, baby, because you done came too far. You done sacrificed so much and did so much for so long. You can't give up now. You cannot lose your hope. And you right at the brink. Let me tell you something, baby. It gets worse and worse when you right there at the brink to step on. Did you hear what I say? Because the enemy wants to deceive you and make you think it ain't going to happen. Because it has not yet happened. He want to deceive you and get you in a place that not only to doubt God, but not to believe him or even trust. Well, he ain't did it this far. Don't you know he ain't going to? Don't you know the devil is a liar? And he was from the very beginning. He wants you to have thoughts in your mind to kill yourself. Because he know the value in you. If God keep on coming to you and keep on talking to you and keep on telling you stuff and keep on trying to encourage you, the enemy is hearing that. Everything that the Lord have me to speak prophetically over the lives of his people, the enemy can hear it. Two things he want to do. He want to make you doubt God. And he wants you to forfeit it. He do not want you to get absolutely nothing that God has already predestined for your life. How better way is it to get you to walk away from it is to put you in a place of doubt, depression, and so that you can kill yourself. So that you can think that there's nothing next. Or you afraid of what's next. Baby, I'm not afraid of absolutely nothing but one thing. And that's to hear him say, depart from me, I know you not. Now that, baby, I be shaking in my boots. You hear what I say? Because I ain't doing all this just for him to say, get out of my face. If he said that, I know I'm going to hell. Baby, do you think I want to go to hell? Don't y'all know hell is real? Not only is it real, it's got that kind of fire that do not consume your body. It's like your skin melt off and come back, worms coming all up out. It's a mess. Read the book, isn't it? I kid you not. I don't want to see absolutely nobody miss it. Two things you got to do. Believe and trust. That's it. Believe and trust. Because you can believe all you want to, but do you trust him to do it? Does he say in the script, trust in the Lord, what? With all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. It don't matter how it look. It don't matter what it seem. It don't matter your perspective. Your perspective will mess you up. Don't allow your perspective or how you view it or what you see cause you to be walking around here blind. Don't. Because the enemy don't use no new tricks. He know any and everything in each and every last one of our lives that can pull us all the way down to a place of darkness. You want me to tell you how he know? Because he used to be our father. Come on, somebody. He watching us. What do the Bible say? He said when he went up with the son. The Bible say the sons of God went up. The sons of God went up to him and they was, you know, talking, getting ready to talk to him and make a report. And here comes Lucifer, the devil, Satan, whatever you want to call him, the wicked one, the evil, all the foolishness. The Bible say, the Lord say, what you want? What you doing? What you doing? Because you know he be eavesdropping. You know he double downs on us. He said, what you doing? He said, oh, I'm just walking about to and fro, seeking whom I can devour. He want to pull you down to that ground, baby, and make you think and believe that you ain't this or you ain't that, all because of what somebody else said. It don't matter what nobody else said. It's what God said. You may be in a place of struggle in your life right now. I wouldn't give a rat's tail what it is. Be it addictions, be it sex, be it in family relationships, I don't give a rat's tail what it is. But whatever it is, don't you know that your past do not define your future? As soon as you try to change, as soon as you try to get better or do better in your life, here he come, trying to devour you all over again. I know who you is. I know how you do. And you don't know absolutely nothing. Let me tell y'all a true story. So my mother passed away like 3 years ago. And in the midst of it, and I'm going to make a long story short. In the midst of it, I had went up there for to see her before. She's in Michigan. Went up there for to see her before she passed away. And I was talking to my sister. And so in the midst of me talking to my sister, she got upset with me. Because when we was talking to mama, she said, I want y'all to come together and make a decision about me. And so my sister was like, that ain't gonna happen. And so in the midst of it, me and her was talking over the days that I was there for about a week. And as me and her was talking, she just was so hostile. Throwing her weight around. I just was listening to her. So I need you to sign this paper because I want power of attorney. So I said, I'm not signing absolutely nothing, but you can do what you want to do. I said, Mama said she wants us to come together and make a decision about her. I said, what's that? I know how you is and such and such and such and such and such. Now listen to this. I said, what do you know? I said, you have not talked to me or communicated with me in over 25 years. I said, what I know about you, Mama tell. I say, because I call you, don't answer. I text you, won't respond. I say, and what you know about me, Mama tell you. I say, so tell me, please, what do you know about me? I know how you, I say, see, that's where you at. She said, what you talking about? I said, that's why you back there and I'm up here. See, your past is just that, your past. It does not matter what you did, how you did it, or what somebody did to you, or how they did to it. None of that. It is simply your past. But sometimes you got to speak out about some things that puts you in a place that you think you got to withdraw yourself. Or you gotta be by yourself, because people ain't gonna understand. People don't relate to me. You ain't gotta get frustrated no more. I want you to write your name on a piece of paper and write down frustrations. You ain't gotta get frustrated no more about stuff when you are asked questions. Because people are really concerned about you. You just believe they don't. Why? Because you don't think they understand you. So just write that down. Just write down frustrations. See, because frustrations cause us to react in a way that is hostile. You know? Yeah. How I know that? What's your name, baby? Darius. Stop being frustrated all the time. Don't allow stuff to baby. Because you know what happens in frustrations? It causes a strain on our brain. Sometimes we get frustrated and we don't say nothing because we tired of talking. We tired of saying the same thing over and over and over again. Don't get frustrated. Everybody write your name on a yellow sheet of paper and write frustrations. Help me with my frustration. Because it's hard to get past some stuff. Y'all better stop entertaining these conversations. Because they plant seeds. Our thoughts water them. Then they grow. And then we stuck. You know a tree can't move, let's chop it down. Chop down some of them trees tonight. And we're going to pull a stump up by the root. Because if you pay attention, when you pull stuff up out the ground by the roots go all kind of ways. Mm-mm. We binding up double-mindedness, instability, lost hope. We bind up. The Bible declares that we got so much power that everything that we bind up on earth, he'll bind in heaven. We lose freedom in the mind. Because you ain't crazy. Mm-hmm. You ain't crazy. You ain't slow. Yeah. Stop letting people feed you with foolishness. See, everybody that's in here tonight, you got a destiny for yourself. There's a destiny for you that other people may not ever come into the understanding of. Why? Because it's for you. They may not agree with it, and some may even think or believe it's far-fetched. Oh, that's too good to be true. Can I help y'all with that? God is good, and everything that he says is true. He cannot lie. If he said it, it is so. It is so. We just got to wait on it. Get tired of waiting on you, baby. Don't get tired of waiting. See, we get in a place where we get so tired of waiting until we just accept anything. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal. You can't cuss and get it right. You can't cuss them out and get it right. You can't lay hands unless you lay hands and pray, and we ain't even doing that. Because sometimes you're in a situation for so long, it's hard to pray. Your tears become your prayers. Did you hear what I say? Your tears become your prayers. Because sometimes you can't say nothing. Don't you know even tears cry out to the Lord? Every tear you drop, it goes in a vow. And he considers it. Uh-oh. I see y'all. I hear you. You ain't got to stay in that place. You ain't got to. Mm-mm. Because you're the strong one, ain't you, girl? You know how. Let me tell y'all something. If anybody in this sanctuary want to learn how to control their emotions, what's your name, baby? Jermonica, she can give y'all some pointers. Don't you let them see you cry. Don't you let them. Mm-mm. Better wait till you get home cry. Right? Isn't it? Sometimes this girl gets so mad. Baby, she'll tell a hole through you and everything. See, you may be able to control your emotions, but the Lord want to teach you how to have self-control. See, because once we learn how to have self-control, people going to be looking like, is that Jermonica? That ain't. No, it ain't her. She ain't getting arrested today. Did y'all hear me? Your past is just that, your past. Any and everything that has caused you to feel like you was in a place of complications, it ain't complicated no more. Start speaking life into your life. Start thinking life into your life. See, when we talking and we venting to people, don't y'all know we speaking these things into existence? Stop. Change some stuff. Approach it differently. Approach it differently. I'm going to pray that for us tonight. I'm praying that for us tonight, y'all. That we'll approach some things differently. We'll be able to act differently. We'll be able to talk differently. That God give us so much wisdom that when this situation or this concern or challenge come before us, baby, we are going to address it in a way that's going to have our own mouths hanging to the floor. We're going to have to pick up our own mouths. Like, did I? Wait a minute. Then what? You know how you lose yourself, and then after everything is over, you sit back and be like, oh man, I can't believe I did. Jermonica know more than anybody, y'all. Listen, it's going to get to a place and to a point in your life after tonight. I'm telling y'all what I'm doing. I'm going to pray these things. And I believe God answers my prayers. I do. Why? Because I believe and I trust him. Listen, when y'all approach these things, get a sheet of paper. Write this down first. Three words. And it's around everything. Help me, Lord. That's it. Them three words. Help me, Lord. Make sure your name is on it. That's it. That's it. Sometimes you can't control everything. It's hard not to be in control. Because when we lose control, that's when we feel like we being taken advantage of, or we feel as if we go to a place of fear. I'm talking about control. You cannot control. I'm talking to everybody in here. Let me go back here so I can see all y'all faces. Y'all can't control absolutely nothing. You don't have that kind of power. The only thing that you can control is how you handle it. That's the only thing that you can control. You can't control people. You can't. You can't change people. You can't say something to a person and thinking and believe that it's going to affect them to change. Because it won't. Did y'all hear that? So we're not doing that no more in 2025. We're not going to try to control stuff. We're not doing any of that stuff. Our past is our past, right, y'all? Is this what we practicing? We moving forward. It's going to be hard. So the Bible says, I just read, you got to press towards tomorrow. Sometimes, baby, you got to force yourself to close your mouth. Sometimes you got to force yourself to turn around and walk away and don't look back. Because if you look back, you may react ugly. You see what I'm saying? Sometimes you got to press your way through a thing that you could be healed from it. Because if you do not allow God to heal you, you're going to hurt somebody. Hurt people. You got to get over some things in your past from your childhood. It don't matter what you saw your mom and your daddy do, your sister, your brother. It don't matter what you, Just say, new me. New me. For real. Stop worrying about everything and everybody. The Bible declares, let not your heart be troubled.
Ye believe in me, believe also in God. Jesus told his disciples, they was walking. They was just walking. And they was just talking, and Jesus was walking with them. The Bible says that he turned around and looked at them and said, just believe God. Now he Jesus. So he telling them, you got to believe the Father. If you don't believe him, how you gonna believe in me? Believe God. Two things y'all got to do. What I tell y'all, y'all remember, I hope I ain't just talking to, I'm trying to help y'all. I'm trying to help us to receive everything that God has already predestined for each and every last one of us. Believe and trust. That's it. If we believe and if we trust, don't you know you can have any and everything that you want in this life? Just believe God. Just believe him. Believe he'll work it out. Don't go to him praying and then you doubt him. He say you ain't gonna get nothing in. If it's hard for you to believe and trust God, be honest. Lord, help me in my unbelief. God just wants us to be true. He already knows what's going on, but he wants us to come to him and acknowledge, I need your help. Everybody that came to Jesus, the Bible says they cried out to him. Will you heal me? Will you make me see? Will you do? It's two people in the Bible that gets my attention. And that was the man that walked up to Jesus. And he was a leader. He was a ruler of an army. And he said, will you heal it? Now this was a man. Jesus asked that man a question. He said, you know what? I'm a man to tell people to do this and tell people to do that and such and such and such and such and such and such, such. And I just know I just need your help. I'm paraphrasing y'all. I just know that I need your help. And Jesus said, so you don't want me to come? He said, I just want you to speak. Jesus turned around and looked at his disciples and said, no other man have I ran across with such great faith. So, what did that man do? He trusted that he could do it, because if he didn't, he wouldn't have went to him. And look what he said. You ain't even got to come to my house. I ain't even worthy. Just speak it. He believed God. By the time he got back there, that baby was healed. That baby was healed. Just believe God. What you believe in God for to do for you? Because he can heal you. He can heal you. When we come up to the altar, I want to talk to you. Yeah. God can heal you. God is the kind of God that goes inside and looks at stuff and tell you stuff that don't nobody else know but you and him, to let you know he real. God is real, y'all. He is real. Am I the only one here believe that he real? No, because y'all wouldn't have came. God is real. And he's able to do exceedingly abundantly above you all you can ask, think, or even imagine. You can't change it. Neither can you change him. I'm just going to stop trying. Finally. You see what I'm saying? And
break you. And how you're crying. Can't sleep. Can't eat. Don't want. I know. I was a victim of my own foolishness. Not realizing what dwelled down in the inside of me, which was the power that I had to what? Press. You got, well, I can't wait for your prayer to just be revealed. Did you hear me? Because you've been pressing. I admire you. What's your name? Lester. Ooh. Y'all make sure y'all call and give me these testimonies. Because I believe God. Y'all wrote down all that stuff? Y'all sure y'all wrote down every little bitty thing? Because you're not taking nothing from 2024 to 2025. We're not taking none of this stuff because this stuff ain't doing nothing but hindering us. It's preventing us from being in a place of freedom in our thoughts. We want our thoughts to be in a place of stability where we won't be on the roller coaster. We don't want to be double-minded, and neither do we want to be wishy-washy. How about that? We don't want to be sometimed it. Sometimes I do, sometimes I don't, sometimes I will, sometimes I don't. Yeah, I love you, but I ain't in love with you. But do you even know what love is? Because I'm telling y'all, until the Lord showed me and started teaching me what love is, baby, I never experienced love. And I thought that I loved this man. So this man, I thought that I was so in love with him that even the thought of me and him not being together, I'm telling y'all, I used to get weak at my knees and hit the floor and just get in the fetus position and start crying. For real, for real. I believe I was in my late 20s then. I'm 57 today. Listen to me when I sit up here and tell you guys. God is able to heal that. Now, I didn't know why I had to keep going through this thing. I mean, he put a ring on it. We should have get married and everything. I didn't know why I had to keep going through these things and all these sacrifices I made and the investments. You know, oh girl. Chad, you make sure you write down all that stuff. You know, it had an effect on me. It caused me to do a certain type of thing, or act a certain type of way, or be a certain type of way. You know? Because we all act like we strong, but we really all crybabies and big wusses. I confess. I mean, seriously. It's just the truth. People may not see it or hear it, baby, but we be in the wee hours of the night. Oh, I can't wait to get these kids sleep so I can tell. Don't go and take a shower. For real. And then try to turn the music on. All you doing is crying, trying to cover up your wallet. Seriously. Tonight is the night that we want to release all this stuff. Please, you guys, write down. I'm begging y'all to write down all this stuff. I don't care if it was something in your childhood. You got to forgive your mama. I keep hearing that. You got to forgive her. You got to forgive her. You got to forgive that man that you never told anybody about that violated you. You got to tell it. Do I gotta tell it? It's embarrassing. No, but you gotta face it. You gotta face these things that causes you to be fearful. Face this stuff. I don't want y'all to. Please don't take nothing back with y'all. Don't take absolutely nothing. This is a whole new beginning for y'all. God allowed us to come into a whole nother year. We almost there. A whole new year. We don't want to take anything with us that hindered us.
Y'all hear me? Absolutely nothing. Financial situations. God can break that chain of poverty. Don't y'all know that? He says, I supply your every need. We complain because we ain't got steak and we eating chicken. He supplying you with some meat. You could just have bread and water. You even got a soda. How about some Kool-Aid and sugar? I like Kool-Aid. Cheaper than a soda. Just saying. You can make more 2 liters out of that. We so spoiled, ain't we? Do y'all know we spoil as Americans? I went to Jamaica a couple months ago. And so, y'all don't know how not to have nothing. I seen it firsthand. For real. Y'all know the bag of Doritos that cost us $4.79. In Jamaica, one bag of potato chips. I love ranch Doritos. One bag of them, I went in the store and they told me it was $4,200. Now, that money is not worth nothing over there. I left them bag of Doritos in there. Because $100 is maybe $15,000 over there. Something like that. But if I'm paying $4,000 for a bag of chips, I ain't got 99% of the people all they eat is chicken and rice. Because they can't afford anything else. This fit to blow y'all. For 6 eggs. 6. Just 6. It's $1,200. $1,200. 6. Not even a dozen. 1 stick of butter was $450. 1 stick. They don't even sell it in the 4-pack like we do. At all. A bottle of water. I'm just trying to understand. I'm going to say this. We so spoiled. That's why all of them trying to get over here. For real. But they can't get over here like that. Because they're in bondage. Don't you know if they want to leave the country, they have to go to the embassy and pay them $10,000 in their money for to get an appointment to ask, can I go visit another place? And if they say no, they keep your $10,000 and you can't go. Oh, we so spoiled. We so spoiled. Beautiful. Oh, yeah. But they in bondage. All of them. All of them. Don't y'all know we in bondage in our minds? Why? Because we always say what we don't have. And what we can't get. Let me say this to y'all. You can have any and everything that you want. It's just 2 things you got to do. Believe and trust. That's it. Did y'all hear me? So whenever you get to that place, again, of thinking and believe that you can't get healed or you won't get healed, believe God and trust Him.
Baby, he'll raise you up. I don't care what the doctor said. I'm telling y'all. Some of y'all done heard this testimony. But I'm going to tell it any chance I get. One of them. This is one of them. I was 34 years old. And I had a stroke. I was paralyzed from my neck all the way down. Twisted up, fingers, what y'all call it, deformed. Legs, I was messed up. The doctors sat there and told my mom, we do not know why she had a stroke, because she didn't have an aneurysm and she ain't got no blood clots. We still trying to figure out why she done had many strokes and two major strokes and she's having seizures, because we cannot find a solution to it. She's been in intensive care for 2 weeks. We do not even know what to do next. The only thing that we can tell you, and just to be honest, is to prepare you and your family. So my mama called all the family down. Now I'm laying there listening. So my mama said, can she understand? Can we talk to her? He said, no, she can't understand. The strokes and seizures that she had, she don't understand. She's just weak. Now, I couldn't move. I couldn't say nothing. I couldn't open my mouth. I couldn't do, all I could do is just blink my eyes. And tears are just rolling down my eyes, just rolling down because I'm trying to tell them. Because the Lord kept telling me, he said, I ain't going to heal you. I'm going to make you whole. And I kept trying to tell them. They don't know what they're talking about. Y'all believe in what the doctor's saying, but I'm listening to what God is telling me. I don't care what nobody say. I don't care how nobody say it. I know that God can heal you. I know that he can fix you, baby. I know he's a mind regulator because he regulated my mind. Did I? Oh, yeah, I ain't tell y'all about that. I used to take nerve pills. I used to take all kind of medicine for to make sure that I was in a place of stability. Let me tell you something, baby. God regulates the mind. You hear what I say? He'll give you so much stability until when you looking at somebody, you will be able to recognize they going through. Say, baby, don't you take another pill because it's addictive. It'll turn you into a legal dope fiend. Did y'all hear what I say? Not only do I know that he is a healer, I know that he's a way maker. When I got stripped of any and everything, see, this is what I'm, the reason why I'm telling y'all this stuff is that y'all may be able to understand the press. I still press. I press through. I say, Lord, I can't do nothing about it. When I had to sleep in my car with my two kids and use my cover, my clothes for our cover. I went from having two jobs, bringing home $2,000 a week after taxes, to losing the home that I was buying, to sleeping in my car, bank account drained, and not knowing where me and my kids was going to sleep or eat. I'm talking about a waymaker, baby. He won't just supply people. Strangers, baby, was walking up to me while I was in a gas station and putting money in my hand and did not even know who I was. I'm talking about a provider. I'm talking about not just a healer, but I'm talking about a waymaker. I'm talking about the one that don't just show you favor, but he favors you. He said, if your ways please me, I will not withhold no good thing from you. So keep on practicing self-control and watch God. Watch God, because I keep seeing you driving a black Mercedes. It's coming. Just hold on. Just hold on. We just got to hold. We don't see what God be doing. But don't you know that he do his best work in the dark? Because if we knew everything that he was doing, we'd put our hands to it and mess it up. We always trying to make something happen. God give us a prophetic word, baby. We try to make it happen and then we get disappointed because it don't happen. How about it ain't time? Stop being so microwavable. Stop wanting stuff right quick. Yeah. It ain't happening fast enough. And I don't make it happen. It won't happen. Yes, it will. Because, baby, he'll make it where you can't make it happen. They, who say that? That. Baby, he'll make it. Baby, you'll call somebody and everybody ain't got it and you know they got it. Did you get what I say? You know. Don't nobody want to lend a helping hand when you know. All I did for them, I can't believe that. Well, believe it. Father, give us a heart of acceptance on tonight. That we may be able to accept the unacceptable because it's unacceptable. Lord, help us to accept the unacceptable. Disrespect is unacceptable, ain't it? Help us to accept the unacceptable. And then give us some self-control while we're accepting that unacceptable. Lord, help us to forgive the unforgivable. Yeah. Still trying, ain't it? Trying with everything. Try. I'm just going to be cautious. Maybe you ain't forgetting nothing. I'm trying. I'm really, and all the time, you know, I'm not saying nothing, dude. You can't come in. What? What? Because some folk come in and they just invade your territory. In the midst of them invading your territory, now they all up in here. They in your territory and done took over your region when they get here. Don't let people control you like that. Don't let folk have that much power over you. So don't stay mad. You know why? Because they got power over you. Don't keep saying, I forgive, but you ain't. Don't forgive them. Don't let them have that kind of power over you. I ain't get nobody that satisfaction no more. I learned the hard way. Baby, I ain't fit to sleep. I'm finna go to sleep. I ain't finna be thinking about you. And I'm finna eat. I ain't fat for nothing. You hear what I say? Baby, I likes to do that. For real, for real. Pray for me and gluttony, y'all. Please. Because if it's good, why we do that when it's good? We still eat, no, we fool. That's me too, baby. I can't help it, Chris. It's horrible. We gonna pray for each other, okay? That Lord help us in that spirit of gluttony and greed. I can't eat no more, Chuck. Okay, I can't eat no. And still walk past and grab a piece. What kind of foolishness is that? Don't let it be chicken. I love chicken. I know. So we as people, listen to me. Y'all wrote down all that stuff because it's time. It's time. I want y'all to bring it to the altar. I want y'all to put it on the altar. And then I want y'all to stay on the altar and start praying for yourself while I get ready to pray with you and for you. We're going to touch and agree on some things tonight. We fit to sever some things tonight. We're going to uproot some things that has been planted down inside of us that has caused us to be in between and in betwixt. We're going to sever that spirit of doubt and fear and all that stuff that's holding us hostage.
Yeah, we get rid of that stuff.
Thank you, Jesus. Yep, children got issues too. That's right. Write that stuff down and put it on the altar. Write that stuff down and put it on the altar. Thank you, Jesus. Where your mama go? Oh, she up there. She ain't going nowhere. Lisa. Thank you, Jesus. Everybody on the altar. Everybody on the altar. Everybody standing on the altar. Thank you, Jesus. We don't want to keep worrying. Stop worrying so much. Thank you, Jesus. Excuse me. I'm sorry. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We're going to let go and let God. Like, dog, what she want to talk to me about? I just feel your heart. Like, don't be scared. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I'm gonna put some oil on you guys' head. Each and everybody in the sanctuary to please every wall that you build up, any and everything that you call it, any and everything that you have covered up, Jesus. Oh, mama, give it to him right now. Every child in the sanctuary on your knees. Thank you, Father. All that you have is good. Dear God in heaven, I'm coming to you on behalf of your people, God. I'm asking you to cover them in your blood and hide them behind your cross. Give them your strength, your peace, and even your hope. Lord, you know any and everything that they done went through. You know any and everything that they are going through, Father God, in the name of Jesus. But I'm asking you right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you would touch, Lord. I'm asking you to touch the marriages. I'm asking you to touch the homes. I'm asking you to touch our children. I'm asking you to touch right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, because I know that you can, I know that you will, and I know that you are able to. I'm asking you to touch our bodies, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and remove any and all sickness, Lord. Remove any and everything that has caused us to get in that place or be in that place, God, where we are not supposed to be. Lord, we want to hear your voice, God. We want to see your face, Lord. Oh, my mind, it. We need you, Lord. We need you on tonight, Father God. We are tearing down any and every wall that we ever built up, God. We tearing down any and every fortress that we even put around us, Lord. We tearing it down right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you may be able to come in. We want you to come in, Father God, and fix the unfixable. Mend the broken heart. Lift up the hung down head. Oh, God. I'm asking you to do it, Lord, because I know that you can and I know that you will. I'm asking you to fill your people, God. I'm asking you up in the I'm asking you to do a new thing in your people, Father God, that they will go into this new year, Lord, with expectation. Oh God, I'm asking you to heal on today, Father God. Give us all a heart of flesh. Give us a heart of absolutions. Give us a heart, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we may be able to accept some things, God. Help us to accept the unacceptable. Help us to forgive the unforgivable. Help us on tonight, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that your will, your way, your purpose, and your plan will be done within our lives, Lord. We don't want to keep doing the same old stuff. We don't want to keep acting the same old way. So I'm asking you to uproot it and purge it on today, Father. Not only purge it, but I'm asking you to sever it on today, God. Sever from the root up, Lord, that it will not return back unto us, Lord. Oh God, we crying out to you on tonight, Father God, because we know that you are a God that is able and you are capable. You are able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask, think, or imagine. I'm asking you right now, God, to go into the hearts and the cracks and the crevices and remove all those things that we're holding as a treasure, Lord, and we're keeping it hidden, God. I'm asking you to I'm asking you to help us on today, God. Help us on today. Sever any and every spirit that's not like you. Lord, you said, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that if your father did not plant it, that it would be uprooted. Uprooted on today, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Grant it with your people, God, that they will be in a place of stability in you, God. That they will know without a shadow of a doubt, God, that you are real. And some prayers that have went forward on the Oko Sunday de la Castilla. Oh God, I'm asking you right now, Father God, to be Oko Sunday de la Castilla, to answer them right early. Remove any hidden motives, any hidden intentions. Remove any and everything out of our hearts that's not like you, God. Circumcise our hearts on tonight, God. Remove any jealousy, enviousness, backbiting, tailbearing, covetousness, lavishness, maliciousness, debate, hate, any bitterness, fornication, masturbation, any vain thinking, foul thinking, perverted thinking, any hateful thinking, point our finger, wagging our heads. Help us on tonight, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I just kept hearing, peace be still, know that I am God. You got to know that he is God. You got to let him be God for you. You got to let him be God for you. Uproot these things, Father God, even from our childhood that we done brought into our adolescent years, our teenage years, until even our adult years, Father God, that learned behavior. Remove that religious spirit, God. Remove that spirit, Father God, that causes us to go into a place, Father God, of darkness and lost hope. Some of that spirit of pretense on tonight, God. I'm asking you to remove the mask off your people, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that they may be true to themselves as they be true to you. Oh God, some of that spirit of fear. Let not your people fear anything, Lord, because you said in your word that you are not a God of fear. You are not a God of fear. Remove that spirit of fear on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. That your people may know without a shadow of a doubt that you are their protector. That you are their healer. You are their forgiver. You got to forgive if you want God to forgive you. You got to let go of some things. You got to let go of some things. You got to release some things. So on the count of three, I want any and everybody in the sanctuary to scream as loud as you can. And as you scream, that means that you are releasing some things. You letting go of some things. You don't want to hold on to no hurt. You don't want to hold on to no fear. You don't want to hold on to that old stuff. Lord, in the name of Jesus, I'm asking you to sever them old ties and them soul ties. I'm asking you to uproot them on tonight, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I'm asking you to uproot that spirit of unforgiveness on tonight, Father. I'm asking you to help us as your people to accept the unacceptable and forgive the unforgivable. I'm asking you right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you would give us clarity in that thing that we do not understand. Oh God, I'm asking you to give us the wisdom that we need, Lord, that as we approach that thing, Father God, we'll approach it in the knowledge of you. Give us that knowledge that we need, and then give us the understanding that we will not lead to our own understanding on today, God. I'm asking you to give us a new perspective in what we see, a new perspective in what we experience, a new perspective in the things that challenges us, God. I'm asking you to give us new viewpoints, Lord. Remove the scales off our eyes that we could clearly see on tonight. Uncork our ear gates on Diokoshana that we may hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. Do it for us, God. Do it right now. On the count of three, for real, for real. I want y'all to release all this stuff, please. One, two, three. Scream. That's right, shake it off. That's right, get rid of it. Fix it, Lord. Fix it for each and every individual on this altar, God. Only you can do it. Only you can do it, God. You're the only one, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that can do it. You're the only one, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that can change that problem. That thing that we've been trying to change for years. The situation that we've been trying to get over, Father. Oh, mama, nere loko shane de la kasiya. Until we don't even know how to approach them no more, because they're not approaching them and constantly approaching them, it seems like it just ain't getting no better, but it's getting worse. But God said he's going to do it today. He's going to change it. He's going to fix it. Lord, touch your people in the man. Touch us in the man on today, Lord. That our thoughts, Father God, in the name of Jesus, will be more like yours. Give us the clarity that we need and even the understanding. For your people. All the hurt, all the abuse, whether it's emotional, whether it's physical, whether it's mental, oh God, heal your people tonight. Let not your people leave here thinking and believing, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that there is not a future for them. Clothe them on tonight. He called it with your peace, with your righteousness. Clothe them on tonight, Father God, in an enemy or go shining it like I see, that they will never, ever, ever be the same again. As we release these things unto you, God. As we give you all these things on tonight, God, we're not picking them back up. You're not picking them back up, right? Y'all ain't picking it back up. you, Jesus. God, you know each and every last individual that's on the prayer line. You know the numbers of hairs on my hand. You know just who we are. You know us name by name. Lord, we put some stuff on this altar, God. I'm asking you to consider every last one of these prayers. Open up our understanding to the next. Please, oh Lord, give us the clarity that we need that we won't get stuck, God. In your son Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Thank you, Jesus. Y'all let all that stuff go. I want y'all to stay right here on this altar because I want to offer you guys something. So, this is a whole new year. This is a new beginning for each and every last one of us. We're not holding on to that old stuff. And it's a new beginning. Today is the day that we're releasing every single thing and we're starting over again. We're starting over again. And so we committing ourselves unto the Lord. Is it just me, or am I the only one that want to begin again? The Bible declares that in doing so, we are giving ourselves back into Him. So before I give you guys these, the communion, because we're remembering who Jesus is tonight, y'all. We want to remember what He did for us. And what did He do for us? He died that we may have life. When He say have life, He means even in our minds. Because your mind can become dead. It can become dead to the truth of what is available for us. And freedom is available. It's available. So you released everything and you let everything go. You examining yourself to make sure that you ain't holding on to no unforgiveness or no big. This is why we wrote all this stuff down. Did everybody in here release all that stuff? Well, everybody in this place where they worship the Father. 1 Corinthians chapter 11. For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which He was betrayed, took bread, and when He had given thanks, He broke it and said, take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. After the same manner also He took the cup when He had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as often as ye drink it in remembrance of me. This is to remind us of what He did for us. For as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death till He come. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself. We have did all this, y'all. And so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily, eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many die, but they sleep.
For if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened of the Lord, that we should not be condemned with the world. Wherefore, my brother, when ye come together to eat, tarry one for another. So I'm going to pray. I'm going to pray for us right quick. And then I'm going to offer to every individual in here communion, that we may go into the new year with a new attitude and new direction. We do not want to hold on to absolutely nothing, because this is the new. That means we're going to change our way of thinking. We're going to change our way of acting. We're going to change our perspective and our challenges and even in our problems. Y'all hear me? Father God, I'm asking you to touch each and every individual in here on tonight, God. As we get ready, Father God, to eat your body and drink your blood, Lord, with the symbolism of the things that you have provided for us, God, I'm asking you right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you will honor all these prayers, Father God. Continue to wash us, continue to cleanse us, God, as we are dedicating ourselves unto you this time, Lord. We're going to get it right. Help us in our unbelief. Remove any doubt, remove any fears, and even any tears. Wrap your arms around us on today, Father God, that we will always remember that you are with us and you will never leave us. We ask you to answer these prayers and all others in your Son Jesus' name. Amen. I'm going to offer you guys y'all can open it, but don't drink it or eat it before. We're going to do it at the same time, okay? Because they don't understand, but they will. Thank you, Jesus. Say, take, eat this bread. This is the symbol of his blood on the body. The juice is a symbol of his blood drink. Listen. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Father God, for everything that you are doing. We thank you, Lord. She's gonna collect the stuff. God gave his word. I hope everybody, did I say anything that'll help you guys to remember who you are in God and the things that he has provided for us? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. She's gonna bring the trash around. Thank you, Jesus. While she doing that, Keita, pass these out to the adults. We finna get ready to start a children's church, you guys. Because the children need to know about Jesus. They need to know about Jesus. I want to make sure that you guys get that. It's almost 12 o'clock. I want you guys to get that. We're going to get our offering before we do. Before 12 o'clock. So that we can pray. Thank you, Jesus. We only got a few minutes. This our first offering of the new year, y'all. It's the first everything. Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Y'all don't need no envelope tonight. This is an offering unto the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I'm going to pray. I'm going to pray. And then after I pray, everybody in the sanctuary, please, I want y'all to get up and come around this way. Give your offering. I'm also going to pray. Blessing over the food. So that after y'all give your offering and I bless you guys. Then y'all will be able to eat something. And please, by all means, be careful. Let's hold the offering up in the air. If y'all want an envelope, you can get one if you want to. You want an envelope? Get Lisa the envelopes, please. Hurry, it's almost 12 o'clock, please. Thank you, Jesus. Oh God, we just want to thank you, Lord. We thank you for your word on tonight. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for any and every individual that came on tonight. We just want to thank you on tonight, Father God, in the name of Jesus, for your encouragement. We thank you for your spoken prophetic word, God. We thank you for the prophetic word of your word that is written, that you inspired men to write. Lord, I'm asking you to touch each and every individual in here in this sanctuary. Lord, don't just touch us, Father God, in the name of Jesus, but I'm asking you to continue to renew us. Continue to renew us, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we may be able to do just what you designed us to do, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and not what we want to do. Lord, I'm asking you to give us your clarity and even give us your hope. Give us your peace on tonight, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we will not be in a place, Lord, of despair or even being disdained.